Melbourne, I can tell you, is undefeated. 4 wins from 4 games, equal top with the Western Bulldogs. It looks like a different type of ladder this year, but Melbourne is on fire.
It's a grand old flag. It's a high flag.
This is our big welcome to our. I'm not sure, it might be an exclusive this morning. We're going to speak to Kate Roffey. I was watching the game yesterday and it was announced that the president of Melbourne, Glenn Bartlett, is going to make way and Kate Roffey will be appointed president. We've got her on the line to see whether that's true or not. I know they have to go through processes, but Kate, good morning to you.
Good morning, PK, and I wanted to hear you singing the grand old flag loudly and proudly there. I was very happy to hear it early on a Monday morning.
There it goes. Well, we can just leave it up for you.
I was going to say, not as happy as I was to hear it yesterday afternoon, I can tell you.
They're a great team to watch.
Yeah,
yeah,
fantastic.
I've said it. Not just one great ruckman now, two. The youngster Jackson looks great. You've got a great midfield.
We've got big Benny Brown to come back. We've got Sammy Wiedemann. They both played in the VFL this week as well. So
if they can get a game, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, big Stevie Mays, who is one of our critical backliners, looks like he might be out for a week or two.
Yeah,
an injury.
He got the nasty whack there yesterday.
Yeah.
So what can you say about the presidency? It has to be made official at some point.
No, I have officially been made president, so I will be the 22nd president of the mighty Melbourne Football Club, which many people don't know is not only the club that wrote the AFL rules, so we're the oldest club in the AFL, but we're, as far as we know, the oldest sporting club in the world, and I will be a very, very proud first female president.
So the 22nd president, only 22 presidents.
Yeah.
But the first female. What does that mean to you to be the first female president of the Melbourne Footy Club?
Yeah, look, PK, we've known each other for a long time, and you know I'm a huge advocate, not just of gender equity issues, but for all equity issues and inclusion of all people. And, you know, these are massive platforms. I mean, you know, as you can imagine, the phone and the texts have been going crazy, but I've said to Gil McLaughlin, I will be using this platform to promote those equity issues every single chance I get, because it's so important to do more. We've got to be better. And it's as much about, you know, being a female president as it is about being a president of the mighty Melbourne D's.
Why do you think it's taken so long to have a female president?
It's one of these changes that are coming. Yeah, it's coming through the system. It's like everything in the gender equity space. It's taking time, but we're getting there. There's now three female presidents. We're all serving at the same time. So Peggy O'Neill, obviously, at Richmond, and Kylie Watson-Wheeler at the Western Bulldogs, and now myself at Melbourne. So it's a slow transitional process, but it is happening. But that's why the women's issue in particular is so important to me, because people always say it shouldn't be commentable, it shouldn't, you know, be anything of significance, because we should have equal representation, but we don't, and that's why it's so important to me. I think we're still, you know, unfortunately 15, 20 years away from getting there, so I'll certainly be hacking away at that coalface to make sure I do as much to get the women coming after me in similar positions.
For those people that don't know your background, former CEO of Vic Sport, ex-chief executive of the Committee for Melbourne, done a lot of work with the Tennis Australia and redevelopment and government relations. What's on the top of your list for things to change in your presidency?
So we've got, you know, you go through different transitional phases for clubs, and we've done a lot of work under Glenn over the last 7 years. I've been on the board for 7 years now, but a lot of that heavy background work around audit and risk governance things, and so fortunately a lot of that's done, so I can really focus on a lot of the forward-facing things, bringing clubs together, you know, creating that real sense, like I said, of equity, unity, inclusion, and we obviously have a facility we're working on, so that's, you know, right in my wheelhouse, really, the facilities. As you said, I've done the Melbourne Park redevelopment. I'm working out in the West at the moment on a new stadium for an A-League team, which is a pretty unique way of building a stadium using value capture. So certainly I'll be working on a lot of those things that just lift us to that next level to the peak, which is where, you know, we want to be, where every club wants to be, but and, I think we're close.
And do you want to do something different with facilities? Kate, the Casey facility is a long way from Melbourne, outstanding out that way, but is there something different you want to do there?
Yeah, so we're based at Gosh's Paddock as well, which is in the Amy Park precinct. So that's our home. Casey we use as our VFL, and we've obviously been in COVID training out there as well, but definitely want to get...
Gosh's Paddock's not ideal long-term, is it?
Well, to be in that precinct is, so ideally, yeah, but as you can imagine, I certainly know this from doing the tennis redevelopment. It's premium land in there. It's, you know, right next to the city centre. So trying to squeeze everyone in there that wants to be in there is not easy, but we're working away at it, and hopefully we'll get there sometime soon.
And, well, I've known you for a long time as... one of our fellow presenters on News Breakfast program. So there's a long list of things you're good at, and it turns out the timing is something that's you're pretty handy at too, taking over the presidency when really the men's football team looks to be flying.
Yeah, the men are doing fantastically well, and it's, you know, there's a little thing. There's a little differences between winning and losing. I remember talking to Paul Roos when I first started, and I said, "What does it take to win a premiership?" And he said, you need a good list, but you need a deep list. You need your great culture, and you need luck with injuries and the bounce of the ball. And so it's not easy. AFL women's team, we just had some major changes to our team at the start of the year, and we finished in the finals, which is fantastic. I was with the girls in Adelaide over the weekend, and obviously devastated that they lost, but yeah, they're all really keen to bounce back and get going again next year. So it's a fantastic time for the club.
Magnificent. I've got to say, their tackling yesterday was superb, and I loved watching Melbourne, which hasn't been something I've been able to say for many years, but they look to be top-notch this year. Hopefully they stay in the top four, because I reckon it's important for the league. And Kate, good luck with your presidency and the board and everything that's involved there, and we celebrate your appointment this morning with music and well done to the Melbourne Footy Club.
Thanks, PK.
Thank you. Kate Roffey there, the new president of the Melbourne Football Club, the first female president in 163 years.
For the red and the blue, and we sing this song to you. Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Keep your eye on those demons this year.